New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, let's go ahead and start this hour by making a phone call to change someone's life for the better. If you're currently sitting on a standby list to go see Sublime, maybe you saw them this past weekend in San Diego. Let's go ahead and get you an opportunity to see them again right now, where we fly across the country, put you up, maybe give you some of that walking around money. I've heard about that before. And if they answer, this will go to first person that came up randomly on the standby list. However, if not, we call someone else until we give... Is this Brian in Huntington Beach?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Brian, we are live on K-Rock right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Klein. That right there is Allie.
Good morning.
Sweet dibs.
Sweet dibs to you, sir.
We've got some great news to deliver. You are officially moving from whatever standby list you were on to the boarding list, and you are going to go see Sublime again, this time in Virginia Beach. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
So that trip is yours. That is destination number 3, if you're keeping track, for K-Rock's Road Trip USA. And we have another destination, which we'll tell you about in just a moment. But congratulations. You are as good as in. And enjoy that trip. Did you go see Sublime this weekend or no?
Yeah, it was awesome down in San Diego.
So it was a good time?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, forget that show because you'll be seeing them again, this time in Virginia Beach, all right?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to K-Rock. A lot of people listen. They go, what's the point of ever calling in to be a part of one of these dumb radio on-air contests? I'll never win.
And are they dumb? Yes. But are there winners? Yes.
That guy's a real winner. Let's tell you where you're heading to next. Because we apparently ran out of places to send you to in the USA. So this time, Road Trip USA takes you across the border. Want to go north, want to go south of the border. North, south. The choice could be yours.
They're both great for different reasons. I've actually never been north of the border.
Oh, both good neighbors for different reasons. Usually I have much more fun heading south, for sure. In this particular case, though, we send you north of the border. You'll be going to Montreal. And when you go to Montreal, you will be seeing our friends, headliners of this past year's K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Evanescence.
I think that's exciting. I think it's more exciting than the U.S.
So you will get Evanescence. You will get to see them in Montreal. It is still considered K-Rock Road Trip USA, I think. And to get you ready for that trip, we will take your name in an hour as we start to fill this list. Let's go ahead and give you the new Evanescence called Going Under on K-Rock. Evanescence. Oh, man. I'm choking on something.
Are you okay? Are you choking on your own neck? Has it happened?
It's the protein. I tried to get
your own neck is eating itself.
I tried to get a spoonful of protein in before we went on the air.
God. It's just loose protein? What are you eating?
Sitting right there in the neck. Just loose protein. Let's go, baby.
I have some protein in my teeth.
I got to get jacked by summer. When's summer start? Next week? Let's go.
I think it needs to start. Are you going to stop when it starts?
After that, I'm done. Thank you, Vanessa.
What was that? I don't know. She was trying to get on board with it.
Evanescence in Montreal. It's destination number 4, K-Rock's Road Trip USA. And we get you on the list in exactly 50 minutes, 9 a.m. And then again at noon, 3 and 6. Plus, just for getting on the list, we will give you tickets to see them right here in L.A. at their upcoming show happening at the Kia Forum on July 18th. So you get to see them this summer. And then potentially you get to go see them again in Montreal, Canada.
Well, I saw them at Acoustic, and I highly recommend any opportunity to see them live.
So if you want to get in on that trip, we will take your name starting in less than an hour, and then all day and all week long. All right, the moment we've all been waiting for is finally here. Father's Day is on Sunday. And Allie has said before, as one of two moms in her marriage, she feels left out because she thinks all the good stuff is on Father's Day. That's the barbecuing, and that's the golf, and the TVs, and the
meats. And then for moms, they're like, just spend time with your family.
Brunch and family time.
I don't want brunch and family time. So I want meat and TVs, too.
We decided, let's go ahead and come up with the greatest giveaway ever. We're calling it the father of all giveaways, rather than solve. What do we give away for Mother's Day this year?
Nothing.
Because that's what moms want, right?
They want nothing.
They want nothing.
But love. Just a little love and recognition.
More love. Well, look, we wanted to give away a bunch of vibrators, and the company shut it down.
No, we did try. It just didn't work out.
We had so many vibrators we were going to give away for Mother's Day, and the company, I don't know who shut it down. Vanessa, who shut that down officially?
I want to say Uncle Scott, but...
No, he would have loved that idea.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe right up his wheelhouse. Our boss, Weatherly?
I don't know who would have shut down the vibrators for Mom's idea.
Which other men shut it down?
All the guys.
Yeah, all the moms were on board with this plan. We had a whole bunch of... We still have a big sack of batteries in the back we're going to give with the prize.
Yeah, we're going to give a bouquet a day.
That was our big plan. But they shut it down.
Bouquet of dildos.
But when we said we wanted to give away giant TVs and meat, they said, no problem.
Yeah, we got
to
figure it out.
For the men...
The father of all giveaways.
Phone's open now, 800-520-1067. What is the best and or worst dad advice you've ever given or received? Maybe you are a dad. You have the ability to give dad advice.
You know, somebody on the text line, we were talking about this, said that they gave their dad the best advice ever, which was to let him know that weed is different now.
Oh, yeah, got tickets different, yes. A lot of these dads that smoked in the 60s, they're like, all right, I can hang now. I have no problem smoking.
He was like, I saw my dad take a dab and then immediately pass out in front of all of my friends.
Yeah, it's totally different than it once was. These aren't stems and seeds anymore, Gramps, so you got to get with it. Yeah. So we will get to your calls in a moment, 800-520-1067. Giving away today, every day this week, 75-inch TCL QM7L TV, plus you get that sound bar as well to go with it. And gift card for Vons Albertsons Pavilion so you can buy all the meat you need for your grilling needs on Father's Day weekend or, of course, anytime this summer. We come back with your calls. Give that TV away after this at 800-520-1067. Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. Perhaps you've received and or given some dad advice in your life, and sometimes it works out to be good, sometimes it works out to be bad. Maybe you don't even know something your dad said to you when you were growing up. It sits in there in your brain, and then 20 years in the future, you're like, that's what he meant.
But I can't think of anything.
I can't either. Except, as I've said, and this is the annual
telling... Sure, you told me some nice things.
...of the story of my dad telling me when I left to go on beach week after senior year of high school, he goes, don't get anyone pregnant, it will ruin your life. And I had a moment where I realized, oh, he's talking about me. I've ruined his life.
Yeah, but I think didn't they intentionally...
I think I was intended, but... I think it was
but
still
in your
a surprise.
Case, it wouldn't be, so it would ruin your life.
Right. He said, just don't get anyone pregnant. It will ruin your life. And I said, that's some sweet dad advice
well,
right there.
It could be big things like that or small things like 818. The best advice my father ever gave me was to always carry cash on me because you just never know. And it has saved me quite a few times, believe it or not.
Sometimes that dad advice comes back to bite you in the ass where you go, I carried cash with me because my dad told, and then I got robbed because the guy said he saw cash on me, so he took my wallet.
The father of all giveaways.
Our favorite piece of dad advice that we hear over the next few minutes will score themselves a brand new TV, courtesy of TCL. It's a 75-incher and giving away giant TVs all week. Hundreds and hundreds of inches of TVs coming in your direction. Plus, take money so you can buy whatever you want. If it's beer, if you want bacon, someone said, if I win, I'm going to spend all the money on bacon. Could be a mountain of meat. The choice is yours. You'll have a gift card to Vons Albertsons Pavilion so you can get whatever you need for your grilling and or Father's Day and or summer needs.
I think if you ever want to have a longer conversation with your dad, just bring up TVs or meat.
There's no shortage
of things to talk about with that.
Mike, what is the best dad advice you've ever received or given?
Sweet divots, go B team. The best advice that my dad has ever given me is that if instructions are so important, the writing wouldn't be so small.
That's such a dad thing to say.
It's funny, though, because my dad reads the instructions top to
Seriously?
Bottom, cover to cover, watches YouTube videos on it before he even starts. He's one of those overly thorough guys.
I throw them out like with the packaging immediately. And then I just get all the pieces there, and I try to figure it out. And then whatever mess I put together, then I have to call a TaskRabbit to come and fix it. And then they say...
That's a true father.
And then they say, are there instructions with this? And I go, I threw them out, sir. I don't have them anymore.
But I have a pile of screws.
But I've got all these pieces.
And a tiny Allen wrench.
Can't you figure it out? All right, if the instructions were... important, they wouldn't have made them so small. Yeah. It almost feels like it's one of those legal things. They have to put it in there, right?
For legal reasons. They have it in like six different languages.
Was he good at building stuff, Mike, or was he terrible at it, out of curiosity?
Oh, absolutely terrible. We had a deck that broke. We had, it was awful.
A deck that broke. That's a very terrible thing to break.
That's such a weird thing to buy that has an instruction manual.
Yeah, you
a
build
whole deck.
It, yeah, anything you put together, just put it together poorly.
About this deck at IKEA.
Hey, JR, what is the best and or worst dad advice you've ever given or received?
my dad told me when I was 18 years old, remember, kid, you ever meet a pretty hooker in Hollywood, it's either a man or a cop.
Oh.
Once again, strong dad advice right there. If you ever meet a pretty hooker, understand going in, it's either a man or a cop. There's no thing as an actual pretty hooker.
Like a really beautiful.
Yeah. If things seem too
like
good.
Like the ones on the card that they give you.
Right. Oh, that's never what they look like when they arrive. But you know what, JR, that's actually turns out to be probably pretty sound advice, because if you're ever in a situation where you're like, I can't believe this beautiful person is going to sleep with me for 100
rose petals. I'm going to pay her.
Right. It still seems too good to be true. And then that's when you get arrested and brought in for solicitation.
Speaking of. Didn't a certain listener, promise to add to the prizes?
Oh, my God. That was wild. This I don't even think we should
say. Okay. We'll keep it under wraps.
Yeah,
then.
We should.
We do have a hooker listener.
She's not a hooker. Nice. She's not a hooker.
I thought she was.
No, she's a hoe bag.
She's a professional
sex worker.
But I don't think she likes the term hooker.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
And she did show up at our Buzzball event, and she did say that she would like to throw something into this prize pack we're giving away, in addition to the TV and the meat, to make it truly the greatest Father's Day ever.
Think about the one other thing that you would like to have on that day.
And it ain't conversation. But she said that she would be open to doing it, doing a mouth party for...
For each winner.
For not each winner.
Oh.
She said the one winner.
Assuming
that they were tested first.
Yeah. And I said, she's awesome, by the way.
I don't think we can give that away on the air, although I wish we could, because that would make everything a lot better.
Yep. You hear that, Uncle Scott?
TV, mountain of meat, and a mouth party? I mean...
Is that okay for radio?
The father of all giveaways.
Just got better. So we'll have to have an off-air conversation about that as well.
I don't know if this is the person we were just talking about, but 562 said hooker and professional sex worker both work great. Thank you, guys.
I believe that is her. She's the winner of our Olympics.
Yeah.
And she would like to make this an even better Father's Day for someone. Wow. We say hi now to RJ. From BJ to RJ. Good morning. You're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
What is the best and or worst dad advice you've ever given or received?
I don't know if it was the best or the worst, but my father would always tell me, when your girl's mad at you, always keep it going. You know, it might flip around.
If your girl's mad at you, always keep it going because it might turn around?
Yeah, so to the point where she gets mad that she can't be mad anymore. But, you know, I found out they'll just start to hit you instead.
Oh, God. Okay. Right. So, it can always get worse, is what you're saying.
The dad's advice was just eventually she'll run out of mad, so she'll just be like...
Come back around.
Or she'll come back around to happy again.
And your experience was she didn't run out of mad, she just hit you.
Yeah, she just went straight to the hitting.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that turned out to be bad dad advice right there. Because he's probably thinking to myself, I don't need to apologize.
My dad said you're going to run out of mad.
This is like a bottomless pit of mad.
This mad hurts.
Where'd that knife come from?
All right, well, that is that took a turn.
That's not funny.
Hey, Martha, welcome to Dadvice, good, bad, or otherwise, to get you ready for Father's Day, which is happening on Sunday. What's up?
I think my best advice would be that every time I pour the beer, make sure I tilt my glass so I won't get too much of the foam.
Oh, that's good advice. Just how to pour a beer properly. Yeah, it's a small thing, but important.
You don't want to be one of those noobs that just puts the whole thing 90 degrees and just you have nothing but head and no actual beer.
Do you ever see somebody do that?
Yeah, it's the worst. When you see someone that does not know how to even pour a beer, fill a beer, any of that, it is remarkable that they made it that far in their life.
Well, like Johnny, when we were doing his drinking every day, right. He couldn't pour beer properly.
Nope, because Johnny's not a drinker. We say hi to Jess on K-Rock, looking for your best and or worst dad advice you've received. What's up, Jess?
Hey, so it was our wedding day, and my dad-in-law decided to give some very unsolicited advice. He told us to wear wigs in the bedroom to keep things spicy.
On your wedding day, your new father-in-law said to you, wear wigs in the bedroom to keep things spicy?
Yes, and he's been divorced 3 times. I don't know where he gets this information from.
I'm leaving you, but I'm wearing a wig. It's funny.
But is the idea that the wigs are like you're sleeping with new people? Is that the idea? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what Oh, that's the idea. So,
yeah.
Got it. It's like a stranger. You don't get bored with the same, it's the same boring brunette again. But not tonight.
That's she's a funny girl with a mullet.
She's got a rainbow clown wig tonight.
All right. She's a rat tail.
Hold on 1 second, Jess. That's very strange.
That's pretty great.
Unsolicited, too, just to come up and say that.
And, yeah, if you put that in practice, too, just to give no warning and suddenly come out of the bedroom with a wig on.
Oscar, what is the best and or worst bit of dad advice you've ever received? What's up?
The best advice I got, also Sweet Divots, was, he kept it simple, was don't stick your penis in crazy, and if you do, let it match your crazy.
Sometimes you don't always know that,
Don't stick your penis in crazy.
And if you do, make sure it matches your crazy.
Did he say don't stick your penis in crazy glue? Because that's also good dad advice right there. That's what I would say. But
fact that he would think you would try that and that you need advice to not do it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know. That's the real reality.
Yeah, you don't realize someone's crazy until after.
Yeah, sometimes
every Netflix documentary.
Sometimes that's the thing that activates the crazy. Also, like it wasn't crazy.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. It's like a carnival.
Right, that's the key that unlocks the crazy. All right, interesting. We say good morning now to Kelly on K-Rock. Kelly, best or worst dad advice you've ever given or received.
Hey, guys, good morning. I never understood this until I reached the age, but my dad used to always tell me you'd never trust a fart after 40.
Why?
I get that.
You do?
I know what she's saying.
Why?
Yeah, because she's
why. You're going to crap your pants.
It's a Jake situation.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah, you know. Jake, is that good dad advice, though?
I mean, yeah, it's just good advice if you have what I have.
Right. Jake hasn't been able to trust a fart since he was 20.
Yeah, I know.
Jake's never been able to trust a fart.
Man, so
that
every time
scary.
You're just scared every time you fart.
Oh man, terrified.
Yeah, Jake goes through life. You ever see Jake's face? Sometimes he looks like he's scared for no reason.
Yeah, that's his eyes are kind
of
wide.
Yeah, then he has that moment of relief, like yeah. All right, well that's disgusting.
I didn't crap myself this time. Woo!
That's right,
good
Kevin on K Rock. Good morning. Hi, welcome, Dad Vice on K Rock. What's up?
Yeah, I'm an old man, and my dad just told me, and I hope this isn't too much, once you beat the smell, you got it licked.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't understand that one either, but that seems like something a dad would say at some point.
And then they're like, think about that, son.
Think about
it. And you're like, okay.
Think about it. Andrew on K-Rock, dad advice, given or received, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
So, I'm pretty straight edge in high school and college, and my dad tried to get me to smoke and told me, eat before you smoke. You'd be well-fed and not have to go out, and you avoid the potential of getting pulled over.
So, eat first. That's something my dad would say.
Eat first before smoking and drinking. Yes, absolutely good advice.
Jen, looking for dad advice, good, bad, or otherwise. What's up?
Hi. Good morning, guys. So, I have some advice. My dad told me when I was pregnant with my first daughter that to remember I'm not eating for two, but I'm just eating for one and a little bit.
Oh, that's all right. It's weight shaming.
Let's go ahead and put that on Allie, who's pregnant now. Allie, remember, you're not eating for two. You're eating for one and just a little bit.
I might be eating for four in here. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, Allie's creating a whole soccer team just
my
in time
are getting huge
for World
already.
Cup. Are they really?
Yeah, they're big and hurt.
Wow. All right, we got to break down some of this great dad advice we've received. Someone's going to win a TV in a moment. And if we didn't get to yours, I'm sorry. We have to keep the show moving. It is the father of all giveaways. Giant TV, giant piles of meat. We'll process all of the moments, all the advice we just heard. Let us know on the text line who you think is worthy. Come back after this System song, give that TV away, and then the show moves on. Of course, if you missed it, we announced earlier this morning, Evanescence is your next destination. Montreal is where you'll be going to see them. And that is coming up in less than 30 minutes for K-Rock's Road Trip USA. All right, let's give away TV number one. We have a TV for you every single day this week, plus gift cards so you can go ahead and buy all the meat you could possibly handle just in time for Father's Day. And this is a 75-inch TV every single day, plus we get you the sound bar as well. Thank you, TCL. Thank you, Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions. And let's do it.
The father of all giveaways.
Now, a lot of people asking if they win the TV because they shared with us the best and or worst dad advice they ever received. Does that mean that they'll be keeping the TV, or will they be giving this TV to their dad and saying Happy Father's Day?
Oh, I think you got to give it to your dad.
No, if you win, you win, though. Your TV, and maybe your dad comes over and a little more often watches more Dodgers baseball at your place or something because now you've got a decent TV. I think there's nothing more shameful than a father goes and visits their grown-up child and they've got a terrible TV and the father's like, did you not learn anything from me?
I know. Did I teach you nothing?
So we say now good morning to, of all of the advice we heard, and there's a lot of theories on the, a lot of at least votes on the text line as to who they believe gave the best dad advice. And it came down to a few, but I want to say congratulations to JR from the 909. JR was told from his father at a very early age, JR, what does your father tell you?
Remember, kid, you ever meet a pretty hooker in Hollywood? It's either a man or a cop. No follow-up questions.
No follow-ups were asked. And if you are the winner of this TV, which it's looking like it's going to be you, because everyone said that that advice is spot on, do you plan on keeping that for yourself, or will you give it to that, that father of yours?
Keeping it.
All right, I will accept that. That's a selfish answer, but I will
accept
it. I
hate my father.
all right, well, congratulations. You still keep in touch with this guy or no?
Oh, yeah, all the time. He's the best.
All right, so you're going to tell him...
not good enough to get a TV.
You're going to tell him that that hooker advice he gave you years ago worked out in your favor, and not only did it keep you away from all potential male and or cop hookers, but that now it won you a TV?
Absolutely, but I still don't think there will be any follow-up questions.
Yeah.
All right.
At least have him over for some barbecue when you buy that meat.
Hold on 1 second. JR, congratulations. TV number one has gone to JR, courtesy of his dad, Vice. Allie, this weekend, I ended up at the Pasadena Humane Society.
Oh, yeah. Why?
And I don't know why, but for whatever reason... Well,
that's just a far drive for you.
Yes, I know. And there's been a lot of conversation about my wife is trying to convince everyone in the family that we should volunteer more.
Oh, that's nice.
And she went through about 3 hours of researching where to volunteer with animals. And then I said, all right, is there any way you could take our dog out for a walk? And she goes, oh, no, I'm just too tired. And I said, well, how about before we start volunteering for other animals?
Why don't you volunteer for this family?
Why don't you volunteer for this animal right here that needs to go outside? And she goes, can you do that? I'm in the middle of looking at places. So I did it. And then lo and behold, now we are on our way to Pasadena to go walk through the Humane Society there. And I have not been.
You're just doing a walkthrough?
Well, she was trying to get a sense of if they will accept volunteers and what kind of stuff they do. But of course, it happened to be puppy adoption, or not puppy, dog adoption day.
Oh, well, that's the cutest day.
Which I think, isn't that every day there? I mean, is there any day?
Well, yeah, but they have, sometimes the other places will come and bring their animals, or people who foster animals will bring them over, so there's even more animals there.
Oh, there's like a deal, it's like a free adoption
fee
or something.
You walk through the, you know, there's all these different little corridors you walk through, and it is set up kind of sadly like a prison in the sense of it's cage next to cage next to cage.
Pasadena Humane's one of the bigger ones,
yeah, it's big, and it's nice. I mean, nice for, as far as those go, but you read a little bit about the dogs, but then you kind of go through certain paths where you're like, I think this may be like the convicted murderers row because like some of them have like, you know, their cages are like blocked off completely.
Oh,
you can't see them
damn.
Or they've got, but apparently all of the dogs are yours to take home. If you want to take one home, they need homes and you know, they're everything from, a lot of them are mystery. They don't know exactly the age. There's a lot of guesses of what age the dogs are.
Yeah, that's,
and sometimes,
every animal
right, sometimes you get a range from 6 weeks to 6 years. We're not sure. Sometimes they're able to kind of ballpark it a little better than that. And I said to my wife as we got there with the kids, I want to make this very clear. We are not leaving
with a dog.
With a dog. I just want to make this very clear. This is not like the squishy crap or the laboo-boo crap where I cave and finally get them. We're not leaving with a dog today. It's not happening.
You, all the whole family is going to volunteer there?
I would like to not volunteer. But
you would rather just write a check and move on.
I don't want to do that either, but I would like to encourage them to volunteer. She wants to bring my daughters to, she thinks it's an important thing to teach them.
I think that's a great thing to teach
and
kids.
And I said, that's great, and I will sit at home on the couch while that happens and self-pleasure. But you should go. And but then, of course, she wanted me to go because she thought once I saw all of the animals, my heart would be touched, and I would say, I need to be a part of this as well.
Well, you are a sucker for animals.
Sucker. So we're walking around, and we don't even make it like three cages in when they're like, oh, look at this little one.
Ruff, ruff.
It's looking right
at alive.
It's looking right at you, Dad. That's what they're saying to me. I'm like, they're looking at all of us. They're just happy to have people walking around.
Because they want to see a person there. Yeah.
Right. No, it hasn't taken its eyes off you. It's this little
something
French bulldog mix of something.
Oh, wow.
Looks like, it looks like a cow, though. It's white with black spots. Like a little fat little cow.
Oh, probably thinks that you're its mom or something.
That's so
another
funny.
Another farm animal.
Hey, it's that kid. Must be a French bulldog, too. No neck, no neck. So I go, it's cute. And then we say, look, move it along. I don't want to spend too much time. I don't want to talk to it. I don't want it to talk.
Yeah,
I don't want to make
like
any.
You're like dodging bullets.
I don't
want to
make eye contact with these dogs. Because I know.
You don't want to get connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once there's a connection.
I know. It's over.
So we move along. We walk around. There's a lot of dogs there up for grabs. And
they have kitties too, right?
I didn't go to that loser part, Allie, but probably. There is a sad lady wing. Yeah, I follow the trail of lean cuisines to the sad lady wing, but I didn't go over there. But then they have like, people that, surrender. There's a whole area of animals that were surrendered.
And probably there's still a lot of animals from the fires, right?
And they didn't really explain how they got them unless they were either surrendered, they say that part, but then there's some that they have found that were strays. And they kind of will hold them for a certain amount of days to see if anyone comes looking for them. This was picked up on the street, like the one that we found, right?
Right.
You just happen to find the person. So we kind of keep walking. I just say, let's go, move it along. And then every time my kids want to stop at each, because every time they see a dog, oh, can we have this one? How about this one? Oh, this one would be, we're not leaving with a dog. I made this very clear.
By the way, if they volunteer, that is just going to get stronger. Because then they're going to create bonds with the dogs. And they're going to be like, you know what? There's a litter of puppies that just came in and they're going to ask us to foster them for a few weeks. And it's going to permeate
and
everything
I know,
and go
I'm
into
our,
your home.
You know me, I'm the guy that had my clothes in the kitchen because I lost out on all. I will be the person, if anything else that comes in, I'm the one who loses out. I'm the one who will lose space and time. No one else will. No one else is going to sacrifice anything.
Yeah. You're the lowest priority.
My wife's not giving up part of the closet for a puppy. That's going to be whatever little square inch of the house I have left that I lose. So, but of course, it's a beautiful thing. You see these animals. And as we are about to leave.
But of course, beautiful and touching, and they're all really adorable.
As we're about to leave, we walk past the cage again of this little French bulldog thing.
Cow.
And cow. And it like lets out this like. Arr.
Not a moo?
Not a moo. And the person who works there goes, oh my God, we've had this thing for a few weeks now. We've never even heard it speak.
Do you think they're trained to say that? Oof. Oh my God, this never happens. You are meant for each other.
And,
now get out of here, you.
And I go, what?
It mooed at you.
This thing's making milk right now. And that's like what it was like. And I said, oh, really? That's cool. So I kind of turned back. And as soon as I turn away, it makes the noise again.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, God damn it, I'm about to get a dog.
Is it a puppy?
They don't know. No, it's somewhere I think.
I have to know if it's a puppy or not.
I think they said it's over a year, I think.
Oh, okay.
And so then I start going, I feel myself caving and I go, I guess we're going to get a dog. So I start.
Wow. You really keeled over fast,
quick.
Huh?
So I say,
we're not doing this, guys.
Say,
all right, fine.
I say, wrap this thing up in a towel. I'll pull the car around front. Let's get out of here.
Whoa.
And they come back and they say a couple things. This dog is currently being held on a behavior hold.
Okay.
And I go, what is that about? And the guy goes,
killed a man.
He goes, I can't give you any specifics.
What?
But we also cannot send this dog home with you. It is on a behavior hold. And I'm like, behavior hold?
Yeah, you can relate to that.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's your life.
But what does that mean? What do you think that means? Because I go.
That means it definitely bit somebody.
Bit? You think it means bit someone?
A behavior hold?
Yeah, it could be a humping thing, which I.
No, they're not going to put someone on a behavior hold for a humping issue.
Well, anyway, it was also a female dog. So I said, all right. I said, how long's the behavior hold? They said, you can check back in a week or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, all right, good. Let's just get out of here. And I got out. And I said, we're never
going
back.
Look, we are an ADD family. We won't remember this dog exists in a week.
Yeah, this dog has officially been put to sleep in my memory. So good luck. So I was able to get rid of for that. But I think they're going to do, I don't even think they can volunteer there because I don't think they need, I don't know, they don't need what we had to offer. I don't think they want kids running around. But
so after all that, they said, we don't want you?
I think that we got rejected for the dog and for volunteering. Yeah. But it's a great operation.
The whole family's been put on behavior hold.
We're the ones on behavior hold. Oh, I get it now. News right now. Then the very first thing we do after your ADD news is get you on this list to go see Evanescence in Montreal and get you tickets to see them right here in July at the Forum. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
What is America all about? According to this woman from Japan, it is all about big beef, because everything is big in America.
Hey, Coco, you said you wanted to try...
big beef.
Big beef. That is steak, that is hamburger, that is brisket. We can help you out. You're in the right place if you want big beef.
Get that big lady beef. Some big beef.
Big beef.
Yeah. Hey.
That's so
That's
funny.
That's America for you.
You got to learn one phrase. We're going to teach you one thing before you go over there if you want to really fit in like a local.
Hey, tell them you want some big beef. They'll know what to do.
It's your friend's pranking her from Japan. Just tell everyone you like big beef. No, don't worry.
I'm sure she got some.
Yeah, well, a lot of the people visiting for the World Cup are blown away at the sizes of everything here in America.
Yes.
And first trips to Costco's I've been watching.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's more thrilling than the actual World Cup games.
Totally
watching
agree.
All of the foreign visitors.
Okay, but according to the president, America is about fighting and motorcycles. And in addition to the many sporting events that took place over the weekend, you had Trump's 80th birthday / America's 250th birthday, which included a UFC octagon on the White House lawn. It included 7 fights, and there was the final, I guess, title card was between a Georgian fighter and an American fighter for the undisputed UFC lightweight championship, and the American won.
Right.
That doesn't seem like a shock.
Would have put a whole damper on the event that was celebrating America.
Yeah, and the winner got a handshake from the president. But imagine, this is the first time this has ever happened.
From the South Lawn of the White House, USA Freedom 250.
It's pretty incredible that 4,000 people were gathered on the White House lawn to watch UFC fighting take place.
When I first saw the images of the thing they built, I go, oh man, AI is really...
I know.
AI has really lost
its
way.
It looks fake.
And then you start to see, oh,
you're like, this is really happening.
That's real. That's a real thing.
It's much less impressive than big beef, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There have obviously been a lot of stories this year about rattlesnake bites, and 90% of them have taken place on trails where people were hiking and biking and things like that, where they encountered a rattlesnake and were bit. But this one happened in Saugus, and there was a rattlesnake found inside of a preschool playhouse.
A frightening moment when a rattlesnake is spotted inside a playhouse at Saugus Preschool. Oh. Fortunately enough, the child who spotted the snake alerted their teacher, who called in reinforcements. That's Kerry Quashin wrangling the snake. He runs the snake school for dogs.
Interesting school.
Whoa. I got on the wait list there when I applied. It's going to be my college of choice.
In Santa Clarita, where he trains dogs in rattlesnake avoidance. Quashin says over the past few years, he's become the snake wrangler of Santa Clarita.
That's his title.
All right. That's good insight. Thank you for that.
That's his title, the snake wrangler. But I imagine that my kid, if he was in a playhouse and saw a snake, I don't...
Go pick it up.
Yeah, dude. I don't think he would just run and tell his teacher.
No way. You grab that thing. Immediately.
You wrangle it yourself.
That's right. That's,
okay, that's a cool story. You want to be the top kid on the playground? Wrangle a snake.
You turn it into a belt. You wear it out. Yeah. Let all the other kids know, I run this thing.
I love that kids at that age don't really have fear.
They should, though. There's certain things that should freak out kids.
Yeah, but like my kid, the first time he got stung by a bee because he just picked it up off the ground.
Right. He didn't know any better. But then he learned a valuable lesson that way. You don't trust anyone.
I don't know if he really learned anything. He's a little slow. But. Yeah.
You get into a brand new hour of the show right now. Looking for caller 20, 800-520-1067. Let's go ahead and give you some Evanescence in your future if you are the 20th caller right now at K-Rock.